This talk is on the conveyance of the teaching. Perhaps it will become many talks, or a continuation of one talk. As I begin it now, I'm not quite sure of how it's going to develop. But I have the feeling and the sense that over time, included within this context, within this subject, will be many aspects, including how one conveys the teaching to another, how it's brought into the world, how it's received, how it's applied, what the teaching means, how it's sensed, how it's felt. If people are the teachers or the receivers, or how it's conveyed from those unseen beings, what it means to be part of a lineage, tradition, transmission. But first, let me speak of the teaching. For the teaching is nothing less than yourself. The teaching is called, it is of life that teaches, not the person. It's of the one that teaches, not the individual. The teacher, the true teacher, in this world, is but a reflection of the only one that teaches, and is nothing more than the conveyance and brings forth that word, that sense, that feeling, the context, transmits and is a step between, so that you can gain again that sense of what you are. Because the teaching is really of yourself, it's your own awakening, it's of balancing again. And so while I might speak of karma and balance and the sense of the wonder and how we move along these paths, it's nothing more than the reawakening of yourself to what you already are. The existence of this. It's as if you gave yourself eons ago, before time, before breath, before heart, that knowing that if you lose your way, you'll remember and awaken and come back to yourself. Because you are part of it. You are one of it. And we, me and you and the next person is not different than anyone else, anything else, the perceiver, the perceived, and the perception. All of one. And it's this reawakening that comes to one of realization, of becoming again what one truly is. And the teaching is nothing more than what is needed to convey and awaken, to touch the heart, to open the mind, to catch that sense, to place yourself upon the path again, of merging again, letting go of your self, which is smaller, your identification of yourself as separate, and to remember again that which you are, and always have been, and always will be, never again to be anything else but. This teaching is not more than the awakening of spirit, it's the breath of heart, love, light, that comes forward and conveys to each one, to yourself, in countless ways, in thousands of ways. And if you were to attune to anything, attune to the highest of your ideal. Look to the highest, because this is what you become. What you put your mind on, you become. But more than that, what you place your heart upon, you become. And so the mind leads to the heart, and the heart and the yearning, and then letting go of this separation and lesser, you become again. And when you open the door and say, guide me, you're calling to the universe, you're calling to life itself to reach toward you, to straighten those seams, to align you with yourself, the breath of the highest of the divine, that which you seek is above you in the farthest, highest reaches. This also is you. Truly the heart knows and feels and yearns and remembers, and it's of this that you come back to. So I would say to you this, open the way for the teaching to come. That love of guidance. Inherit your own self. And the teaching is nothing more than the wind that blows of your own spirit and your own breath that circles around and opens those gates and leads you and lifts you to itself. And here the mind gets in the way in attachment to self as lesser or separate. They get in the way, and the work is one of unlearning this, of letting go of this separateness, of identification of self as lesser. The teaching brings you those things in life that you need to balance step by step, or to crash open those gates of heart and mind that have constrained. And you may have come as a soul from endless paths beyond this spheres, and given to yourself that precognition, that thought that says, should I dwell in this denseness and forget briefly, then awaken me, myself. If I should go away from my knowing, if the light should be dimmed, if I'm not dwelling within this breath, this light, this endless joy, this endless love, reverberating, recycling, then bring to me these things that I know and feel and awaken again, so that I may merge again in that endless sea, in that ocean of goodness and being, and help all convey what I know to myself and to others as myself, as one. The teaching are the steps that one takes, the listening of the sound of the breath, the heart that comes through the breeze of the sky, the breath of the clouds, the flowers, for nature is an awakening agent, and more than the nature that exists in form is that nature that exists in unform, and here we place ourselves to all that is. And let go of all that is lesser until it becomes of what exists and is known for its truth and the real. Look upon this and feel and look upon the and sense the divine and the spirit through it, the breath through it. It's as if you can see the atoms, the electrons, the life, the energy, that being that circles and cycles upon itself, and you are not separate from this. And if you are separated briefly in a moment, and if that moment be years or a lifetime, then it too will fade away, and you will come back to yourself, and it's the teaching of life, it's this guidance of oneself that leads you toward this. And so the awakening that comes is not more again than life leading itself. And you are of this spirit. And so all our teachers, all our learners, all our students, all our becoming, all our giving away, all our doing, all our non-doing, and you are part of this. Just as I am part of it, and just as all beings are part of it, and just as all who have come before and will come again in form are part of this, and you are of the greatest that you can imagine. So point yourself to the highest and remember again and feel. The steps you take in listening and feeling are the awakenings of life, and these are the true teacher, and this is of the teaching that exists. This is enough to say of the teaching. Now, how do we become of it? That's the key. more than anything else is love, for in love there's giving away of self. In love there's no thought of self, and as you place yourself and your attention and your being upon the highest that you can imagine, the highest that you can conceive and feel toward this, and let yourself go to this, then you will rise to this and become of it again. And the ways of learning are learning how to do this. And of this then becomes the unfolding of knowing, the feeling of knowing, the becoming again, the tools that one gains, the abilities to function and live in all these different levels and planes. These are aspects, minor aspects, secondary form. But it is of this that you then help yourself and all those others that you may call other when you are not united with them, but in truth are all yourself and all of your divine and all of the beloved, for that breath and that being shows itself in all form and formless alike, and the means to it in each thought, each breath, each heart, one cell within one body, one being. And you can look and perceive from the point of view of separate in the little finger, or you can point from the head or the heart, or you can feel inclusive in all the parts are of you. And the teaching is that which brings you back to this. The teaching is that which guides and leads you unto itself, yourself, that you know to be true. So point yourself to the highest of your ideal, beloved, and open the way for this to come and explore and express, convey, and lift. And this is the teaching and guidance that one receives. The teaching is the voice of the universe unto itself, speaking to you unto itself. The teaching speaks through the heart and is received through the heart. It's conveyed and carried through the breath. The teaching is of life in that each thing that takes place in this world and other worlds, each dream, each yearning, each breath, each activity is part of that one stepping stone to the next. The teaching is conveyed through every activity of living. Through every glance is the opportunity to learn and to grow again. The teaching is that which takes place through hardship, through pain, through suffering, through anguish, through a kind word and an unkind word, in which one is then tempered and tendered to itself. The teaching is that which molds in the fire and burns away the dross of living separate. The teaching is that which awakens again the heart and the life and the light to oneself. The teaching are the forms and functions that one uses. The applications that one uses are brought forward as means, as little steps, and the teaching may take form through different paths and religions, through words and sounds, through movements, but all of these are given away also and comes back to the unfolding heart that you know is true. And this is the teaching of life that continues, speaking again to itself. And while it may take many faces, and while it may come through many forms, all the recognition again is of the beloved highest, of your ideal. And you are of this, and the teaching is the unfolding of self towards yourself again. It's the means of stepping stone. the means of going forward. It's as if the breath calls to itself, and the river runs to the sea, and the ocean merges with the great ocean of the spirit. And this comes forward again and cycles again and recycles unto itself and awakens unto itself. And this is the teaching of oneself. The universe speaking, listening again to itself. And it is of heart the receiver and breath the conveyor. And being places itself again as this one. And the conveyance of the teaching continues to all.